With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The election just keeps getting better and better for the grand old party. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party has a powerful government trifecta. President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally, Speaker Mike Johnson, have promised an overhaul of the federal government and profound changes to domestic and foreign policy. Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani defeated Democrat Kirsten Engel in the race for Arizona's 6th Congressional District, giving the GOP enough seats to take control of the House. While the House GOP agenda has yet to be released, Republican leaders said that they would prioritize passing a robust border security bill before working with the Senate to quickly reauthorize Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Republicans electing South Dakota's John Thune as the next majority leader.
A mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
And he says he will reach out to one and all.
I promise to be a leader who serves the entire Republican conference. We'll have an ambitious agenda, and we'll take each and every Republican working together to be successful.
Disruptions to Amtrak service on the Northeast Corridor continuing as downed wires have halted service between Philadelphia and Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, service between New York and New Haven, Connecticut resumed Wednesday after about 24 hours. It had been suspended because of a fire near a train route in tracks in the Bronx. Supreme Court seems likely to keep alive a class action lawsuit accusing NVIDIA of misleading investors about its dependence on selling computer chips for the mining of volatile cryptocurrency. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are on hold in Louisiana.
The state has a law that requires all public schools post the Decalogue in every classroom, but a federal judge has suspended the legislation while a challenge plays out in court. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing a group of families who believe the Ten Commandments law is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The commandments were to be displayed along with the Mayflower Compact and other documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world at a peak now that, like no precedent in modern history. However, the faith does continue to spread. Pew Research Center projects by 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of the increase will come likely in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This is SRN News. It is a huge recall from General Motors. Correspondent Bill Alexander has the latest on that recall.
Nearly 462,000 vehicles have major transmission problems, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall involves some models of the 2020 to 2022 Chevrolet Silverado, GMC Sierra, 2021 Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Tahoe, and the GMC Yukon. The transmission control valve on the impacted vehicles may fail, causing the rear wheels to lock up, increasing the risk of a crash. General Motors is asking its dealers to immediately stop the delivery of the affected vehicles. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Wall Street numbers on Wednesday. Dow Industrials gaining 47 points for the day. The NASDAQ was off 50. Meanwhile, the S&P was up just a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.